Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So I wanted to have Tiffany on the Women Crush Wednesday interview today, you guys, because she is someone that I really admire. She is a fellow beauty and fashion blogger, and you know, we have a lot in common interests and I would say our personalities, so you guys are going to love her just like I do. And she's also a nail specialist, so that's what I want to ask her a lot of questions about too, is all about nails, because I know that all my followers love having their nails done. So Tiff, why don't you tell everyone kind of your background and how you got started in the nail industry and also how you got started blogging too.
Okay, it's actually pretty funny because I was a cosmetologist first, and that was like straight out of high school, young and dumb, I would say. And I got my license, and I was in my own mini salon. It was like one of those, I guess you could say, like sub salons inside of the big salon, but it's your little mini suite. And I did that for about 3 years, and I loved it. And then one day, literally, I woke up and I was like, I don't like doing other people's makeup and hair. I just like doing my makeup and hair, but I still enjoy doing nails. And for a long time, I just stopped doing it. And my mom told me, you know, you make sure to keep up with your license. Did not listen to her, again, young and dumb, and lost my license. And then a few years later, I'm like, oh, my God, I still love, enjoy doing nails. I want to do nails again. Had to go back to school for a few months and been doing nails now going on for 6 years and love it. I can literally say I love my job. So that's my background on that.
That's awesome you love it after that many years, too, because some people might get, like, bored of something quickly, but I guess you really love it. And then you started your blog maybe how long ago?
I'd say now going on a year.
Yeah, so around the same as me. And so how did that get started?
I don't know. It's really weird. I just decided that I wanted to blog certain things, whether it's my outfit, my family, like my daughter. And I don't know if you look at my blog, you'll see I did have a segment on there called Adorable Mondays, and it just basically highlighted my daughter and my niece, who we are legal guardians as of now for, and I wanted them to, you know, do the matching outfit. And I don't know, I just wanted to document that so years later I can look back and see, like, oh, you know, this is a cool time in history, or, oh, look at that, or just to see how my fashion has changed over the years, give information as far as, you know, up to my knowledge, what I know about the beauty industry and things like that.
Yeah, you guys, you have to check out her blog. Her daughter and her niece are so freaking cute. They look like sisters, honestly.
They do. Oh, my God, it's so crazy. You're like, I love your daughters. I'm like, that's my niece, but okay.
Yeah, I think I thought that at first too. They're so cute, and you all three like match somehow. You get outfits for them that kind of match what you're wearing, so it's super cute.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'm gonna focus mainly on the nail stuff for now because that's what everyone has questions on. I just wanted to start off asking, what are the nail trends now that you're into? I guess tell us, what are the big trends going on, and then which ones you're into and which ones you're not really personally into.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm going to start with things that I'm not into because this trend has to die immediately. being a nail tech, going to school, you learn about all the things that are good for you. You learn about all the things that are bad for you. And I used to wear acrylics. I loved them. However, this is a trend that has to stop because it is so not good. I do feel there is a right way to wear acrylic, but I'd say 99.9% of the population, they're definitely not wearing the acrylic the correct way, which is continuing the fill every 2 weeks, filling, every 2 weeks, filling, every 2 weeks, filling, and not having your nails breathe. Your nails are a living organism. Like, they're like your skin, your hair. They grow, they're alive, and if you do not allow them to breathe, it can be so bad for your health, for your nails, for your overall everything. So I feel like this trend needs to die because so many issues can come about from having these nails on for a long period of time without taking them off and resting in between. And so many people don't know this, that oh, that rash that they have on their arm or their hand or, you know, this issue that they're having in, you know, with their health, it's all linked to acrylics.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I feel like this particular trend definitely needs to die. There's so many alternative methods that you can use if you want longer nails or even with acrylics. You can get acrylics, but I say after a month, take them off, let your nails breathe, and get a new set. Do not continuously fill months and months and months and months. And some people, unfortunately, they've done years and years and years. So
yeah,
that's kind of disgusting if you think about it. Moving on to the nail trends that are, I think are pretty hot, which might be old, but currently I have on my nails right now, and that's the party finger, which is the glitter finger, whether it's one or two each
mm-hmm.
finger. Usually it's the ring finger. I currently have the ring finger and the pinky. I choose that because while I'm doing other people's nails, they see my pinky nail. And I don't know, it's just something cute to look at.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, nail design, that's in right now.
Are you able to do a lot of those cool nail art? Can you do that stuff?
I can. I used to work in Beverly Hills, say, 3-4 years ago, and that particular salon specialized in nail art. They did a lot of nail art, and it was definitely fun. Like, I can do nail art. I cannot do nail art. It's basically what the client wants. And right now, the type of salon that I'm in now, I'm really in an upscale salon, which it can be pretty expensive, which means our clientele is a lot older and mature, so they don't particularly like the nail designs. But every now and then, we do get somebody in and say, oh, can you do this? Like, for the 4th of July, we did a whole bunch of flags and fireworks design. So I'm able to do, like, especially if you bring a picture, I'm able to copy it.
Okay, cool. What about the shapes? Are you a fan of all the shapes, the claws and everything, or what do you think?
Actually, I am. I am a fan, and I'm also, like, I've actually done the shapes on myself. My nails grow really, really fast. I've done the claw shapes, loved it. My daughter probably didn't like it at the time because bathing her and doing things like that kind of scratched her. But that was pretty fun. The almond shape I've done. The square, the round, I've done all of them. Currently, mine are very short, and I say square round, which is oval.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a short phase as of now. But like I said, my nails grow really, really fast. And being a nail specialist, you're always constantly changing. So my nails are like this now. Next week, they'll be something different.
So now I wanted to ask, who are your favorite customers? What do people do that just makes you love them and be like, oh, my God, you're like the angel customer?
Oh, my God. So to be real, like, we're going to talk. We're really going to talk right now because the customer that I cannot stand, and I will say, again, because I am in an upscale salon, the average, just a basic manicure is like $35. So and we have three different manicures, and they range up to the highest they go is like $56. So we're talking about customers that pretty much have a certain amount of money, and you would think, oh, these are the best customers I have. Yes, I want to have these type of customers. Sometimes, just because people have money, they are the worst customers. They will spend $100 in services and tip you $2 or won't tip you at all.
Wow. Yeah.
So, perfect example. I mean, she's not my customer, but she comes in every week and drops $150. She drives a Tesla and will not tip one girl at all.
Wow.
So those are the type of customers that you definitely want to avoid and you dislike, period.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And then, yes. And then you have your other customer who just comes in, and it has nothing really to do about the tipping. But, you know, you want to get paid for your service. You're providing the service. And I feel like I'm not just a nail specialist. I am a therapist. People come in and talk about their lives. They're, oh, my God, I just broke up with my boyfriend. I cannot believe he did this. And, girls, you know what else, and da-da-da-da. So we're therapists. We're just, you know, we're not just regular nail techs. We're talking about this and this person's mama and baby daddy and sister, cousin. I mean, it gets so crazy, but it's also fun. But yeah, those are the customers that turn into family, really. That you see these people every week or every 2 weeks, and you remember their stories. They come in, you're like, oh, how's your mom? How's, you know, your sister?
Yeah.
So those are the customers that you really like and you want to keep.
And then also, I know one thing I've seen you complain about is you appreciate when people are on time, right?
Oh, my God.
my Snapchat rants about that. Or
yeah.
I mean, just being a mom, period, time is so important to me. I can't even stress it enough. But when you have a full book, sometimes I go to work and I start, say, at 9 o'clock, and I have a client from literally 9 o'clock all the way to 6, and there's no room for anybody to be 20 minutes late or 30 minutes late. And then they walk in like, oh, like it's nothing, and then they want to take 20 minutes more to find their color or talk about this or talk about that, and it's like, girl, I don't have time for this. You're late. You're going to get the fastest service possible. So I feel like it's really disrespectful. You need to respect people's time and, you know, stick to it.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay, guys, so be on time and leave a tip. By the way, let's just settle this once and for all. What would you recommend people to tip? Is it safe to go with, like, 20% standard, or is there something else that you recommend for specifically, like, for getting nails done?
I would say, in life general, that whole thing, you get what you pay for, I say it's safe to go off of that. Normally, people go to Chop Shop, and I definitely don't work in a Chop Shop. And if you're wondering what a Chop Shop is, it's that $12 manicure. You get in the chair, and your manicure is literally 15 to 20 minutes, and you're up out of the chair, and it's the next person. That might work for the typical person. However, if you also want a side of fungus or, you know, not such a good quality job, then, yeah, I say, okay, your $12 manicure, then, yeah, you can tip your nail specialist maybe $5, $10, you know, what have you. But in, you know, my salon, we serve champagne, we serve mimosas, we serve many cupcakes. And it's a good quality, you know, type of job. We don't use those little chairs that have the massagers, because to clean them properly so that we can ensure that the client doesn't receive fungus, it would take 20 minutes in between each client, which is why, you know, Chop Shop don't do that, because, you know, the person gets up and then it's the next person sitting down immediately. In order for them to really guarantee that their client does not catch any type of infectious disease, they need to be cleaning these drains for 20 minutes before the next client comes. So you're getting, you know, quality over quantity. You're getting a good service. You're getting a, you know, a nice manicure that will last you for the full 2 weeks, whether it's polish or gel. And, you know, if the service is $35, $40, then, yes, you want to make sure you're tipping well beyond 20% or 20% at the minimum.
Okay, yeah. Kind of how I view it is, like, 20% can give you a good idea of ballpark number to baseline, but then you got to remember, like, if you're going to the same place over and over, these people are going to remember how you're treating them. So if you tip them well, they're going to make sure they always do a good job. Whereas if you don't, they'll probably just give you, like, the basic service, nothing more.
Exactly. And I can't even tell you how many times I'm like, girl, I will cut you accidentally on
the Well, yeah, and it's funny because it's like, I think my mom might have mentioned this to me one time, and I always remember it when I'm leaving a tip. A lot of times at restaurants, I love Chili's, and I go there a lot, and they have the thing on the where you pay on the little, like, iPad thing. You can slide it, so it'll say, like, 15% is, say, $5, and then 20% is, like, $7, and you can slide it and see, and it's, like, while you're sliding it, it's, like, you're trying to decide so much about where to stop it, but then my mom always said, if you're not sure, just do a couple dollars more, because what does it really matter when you tomorrow, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, that $3 extra I tipped I could really use. If you think about it, if you're debating yourself over, like, $5, just, you know, it's going to mean a lot more to that person to get that much more of a tip than it is to you to be like, oh, I'm really missing that $5.
Exactly. Exactly. Totally agree.
Yeah, so I guess you should always err on the generous side for tipping, I would say. But, okay, so you mentioned gel and regular polish. A couple people asked me, yeah, actually a few people wanted me to ask you this about gel manicures. They wanted to know, is the UV light that you use for the gel manicure, is it bad for your skin, similar to a tanning bed? And someone even asked, can it give you cancer?
I would say it's yes and no. Yes, because it is still UV rays, and no, because in order for you to even obtain any type of cancer from a gel manicure, you would have to be getting a gel manicure every single day, at least 3 times a day for the rest of your life to obtain cancer. So it's the same amount of UV rays that you would be getting when you're outside in the sun, literally leaving from your house to the car. However, in my salon, we don't use UV lights. We use LED, and the type of gel that we use is, the brand is called C&D Shellac, and it's half polished, half gel. So it's less harsh. It still lasts for the full 2 to 3 weeks, but it is less harsh, and it comes off way easier than regular gel, which is, again, why we are a little bit more expensive because, you know, again, quality over quantity.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's a good point. And then one time I also heard, which I guess maybe if you guys are doing the UV light and you're really paranoid, you could just put sunscreen on your hands while you have them under there, I would think.
Yes. I've had clients, because, I've worked in other salons. This isn't the, you know, first or only salon that I've worked in. Some clients have actually done that. And then I've had clients that actually bought gel gloves. So they're normal, they're normal gloves, but they just have the very tip, the fingertips cut off, and where you're able to paint and put it in the light. So I've had, I've had clients do that. I'm just like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah, whatever makes you be able to sleep at night, right? But yeah, that's a good point. It's not very often.
And I definitely understand people are worried, you know, this causes cancer, that causes cancer. And my general rule is living causes cancer. The very air causes cancer. So live your life, enjoy it to the fullest, and stop worrying so much.
Yeah. How does it work? Is it about equal, the amount of salons that use UV versus LED lights? Like, could they just try to scope out a salon that uses LED lights? Or is that pretty rare?
It is pretty rare. Again, I work in an upscale salon, so anything that we do, which is usually the right way to do it or the more expensive way to do it, a lot of the chop shops, which are, they outnumber the, you know, upscale salons, literally,
of course,
9 to 4. So they're going to always use the cheaper way out. They're going to mix the acetones to make the polish a little bit less thick. And then in retrospect, when you think about it, what is acetone for? It's used to take off polish. It dissolves it. So if they're putting it in the nail polish bottle, what is it doing? It's dissolving. And then people want to know, well, my manicure didn't last long. Well, that's why it didn't last long, because they mixed the acetone in the nail polish and it broke down, you know, the components of the nail polish, and that's why your manicure didn't last long. So, I mean, it just depends. If you want to spend the $12 for the $12 manicure, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to get, you know, risk to getting cancer, if you say, as people say, or a manicure that doesn't last for the full 2 weeks, as opposed to going to a more upscale salon, and you'll get your money's worth. You'll get the full 2 weeks out of your manicure, and you'll get products that are, you know, new and fresh every single time.
Yeah, so to answer that then, maybe if you girls listening that are very concerned about this, I would say your best bet is wherever you live, try to look for like an upscale spa that might do that, especially maybe a good place to look maybe would be hotel spas.
Right.
You know, if you're at like a Ritz-Carlton or somewhere that you just know is going to be not tacky and cheap, basically.
Yes. No, I mean, and people really don't think about it like, oh, it's just a manicure, it's just a pedicure. But I can't tell you how many times, if you look it up, the research that has been done as far as the link between a lot of health issues or skin issues, the rashes, eczema, psoriasis, all of those things are linked to getting a bad mani and pedi. And when I say getting a bad mani and pedi, I'm not saying, oh, she painted over on my skin. I'm saying shops that do not correctly sanitize their implements, that's it, the implements that they're using to cut your cuticles, your skin, open skin, or, you know, the tools that they're using to take the dead skin off of the bottom of your feet. All of that is linked to a lot of health problems, a lot of skin issues. So if you spend that extra money to ensure, again, for your health, especially for the ones that are worried about cancer, if you're so worried about cancer, then that means you're worried about your health. Spend those extra few dollars to, you know, ensure that you're getting a healthy and, you know, quality mani-pedi.
Okay, perfect. That's a good answer. Then I'm going to ask a couple more questions that readers sent me. The first one is, you kind of mentioned acetone. Someone was wondering, what's the difference, like, at CVS between the acetone and the non-acetone polish? Like, when would you buy either one?
Okay, so the acetone is completely, it's a dissolvent that dissolves nail polish, and it takes literally, like, seconds to take it off. Nail polish remover, or should I say acetone, is more of a professional use only. They do have it in drugstores. It is available to the general public, but it's used by professionals 90% of the time. Nail polish remover is a softer dissolvent, and it takes a little bit longer to dissolve the nail polish, and it's a lot safer, I would say. It's basically the difference between professional use and non-professional use, basically.
Okay, so if we're going to do it ourselves, it's probably a safer bet to do the non-acetone, and maybe it'll take us a few more rubs, but it's better for us.
Correct.
Okay, that's easy. And then someone wanted to know, is it bad to cut your cuticles yourself? Well, actually, I don't know. She didn't specify, so maybe just overall, is that bad?
You know, a lot of people believe different things. I've worked in salons that believed in cutting cuticles, and I've worked in salons that believed in not cutting cuticles. And my general belief in it is, depending on that person and how their skin is growing, because all cuticle is dead skin. So if the skin is dead anyways, why would you want it attached to the living skin, especially if it's a lot? Some people, their cuticles are literally centimeters thick, and that's a lot to say it's a cuticle. So it needs to be cut, or it's just sitting there. And when you polish over that, you can see the clear distinction between the nail and the cuticle, and it looks disgusting. So it has to be cut. Now, at the same time, other people, they don't grow as much cuticles as others, so they can get away with not cutting. But if you have, like, a hangnail or, like, a piece of skin that's literally lifted up away from the nail bed and it's just sticking there, then go ahead and cut it. But it's safe to say that cutting your cuticles, there's no negative result in cutting your cuticles. It's just dead skin. If you cut it, nothing bad's going to happen. If you don't cut it, nothing bad's going to happen. So it's basically up to the person and their preference.
Okay. So don't be scared to do it. It's up to you.
Right. Just make sure you're cutting just the cuticle, though.
Okay. And then I just wanted to wrap up by asking you, you guys, Tiffany is involved in a lot. Like I said, she has her blog, and then she's also, I know, very into fitness and nutrition and living a healthy lifestyle. So I wanted to ask you, just overall, what are you working on in the future? What are your goals? Do you want to, I mean, I guess if you said you love nails so much, you'll probably stick with that for a while. But, you know, what can we look forward to seeing on your blog, and just what are your plans for the future?
Well, just recently I did start my own company, Pampered by Tiffany, which is the mobile service of a mobile nail care service.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you so much. It's so fun. And I've got a couple clients already, and, you know, that's pretty fun. So I basically go to clients' private homes, and I do their manis and pedis. And I found that I really enjoy that. And, I mean, so I definitely want to continue doing that, building up my clientele and bringing more content to my blog. My blog is, if you look at it, it's very hit and miss. Again, I am a wife and a mother, my daughter and my niece, who I'm a legal guardian. So that can be very time-consuming, but I definitely want to bring more content to that and maybe even do YouTube videos. I've done those in the past, so I definitely want to bring that back and, you know, start doing that again.
Yeah, she's so good at makeup, you guys. Like, sometimes she does videos doing her makeup on Snapchat, and I'm always just mesmerized because it's just so fun.
Oh, thank
to watch
you.
Well, and she plays cool music, so it's fun.
My mix of everything, Disney, rap, Britney.
Yeah, so, well, that brings me to what I'm going to say next, is I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm going to let Tiffany tell you all the places that you can follow her and keep up with her, and also I'm going to link them all below. So why don't you tell them that, and also tell them what area you're servicing with your mobile service, so that if anyone happens to be there, they can contact you too to get their nails done.
Okay, cool. So I am servicing Long Beach, Los Angeles, and OC in California. And you can look me up. Everything is this doll here.
spells THISCOLLHERE. That's on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And the link to my blog is always on my Instagram or Twitter or even my Snapchat. So you can always get that link there.
You guys, I have it linked right below where you're listening to this. You can click on it. It's linked right there. And same thing with, you'll see her Instagram and her Snapchat. So her Instagram is really good if you want. She puts a little bit of everything, but beauty, you know, makeup stuff, fashion, her daughters, just where she is for the day. They go to Disney and stuff. And then on her Snapchat, she has a lot of workout stuff. I think, God, it seems like every morning at like 5 a.m. she's at the gym. So she always has workouts if you want to get some info. And then, like I said, she does her makeup sometimes, and her daughter's being cute and playing dance video games and whatever. So all of her channels are a lot of fun, so you should follow them all.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome, girl. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. I know you're super busy, but I must say you're doing a great job, everything you do. I mean, I know we've never met, but I really look up to you, and I know you're someone that I can look at to be an example of how I should be doing my life.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That means so much coming from you. I admire you as well, and you're a very down-to-earth girl, and I'm so glad that, you know, I know you through social media, and hopefully one day we can meet, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Yeah, we'll definitely have to meet. And like I said, you guys, since she's into a lot of things besides nails, I'm not really sure, to be honest, where the series that I'm doing right now is going to lead. But if I do wind up doing a lot more like audio podcast style things in the future, I'll definitely have to have you back on again to talk about, you know, some other topics as well.
Oh, for sure. I'm so down. Let me know.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks, Tiffany. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank you.